Today is Thursday, July 27th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, and the author and blogger and the CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I have done, the fears that I have faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. So today it's about a place that I went. And before I say anything, I'd like you to just say, please bear with me on this podcast. Don't feel my best. Just getting over a little something. So I just bear with me if I stutter or if my thoughts are not completely there, which has happened to me before, but this is because I'm just getting over something. So, yeah, it's been a week since my last podcast. I had every intention to do one sooner, but life happens. And when life happens, everything has to get put on hold. And that includes business, work, social media, and all that stuff. So there you got it. But I am going to tell you about a restaurant that I went to. This restaurant is called PJ Clark's, and it is literally right across the street from Lincoln Center in Manhattan. So when I guess I went there maybe 2 weeks ago. I'm not too sure at this point. I just know that I did go there. My husband and I went to see Camelot in Lincoln Center, and I believe it was the last showing at Lincoln Center, and it was good. Camelot was good, but that's not what today's podcast is about. Today's podcast is about dinner at PJ Clark's. So, okay, we were walking around about a block's worth around Lincoln Center, trying to find a place to have some supper before we went in to see Camelot. We were looking, and, you know, there was nothing that got my eye. You know, we did notice this restaurant called PJ Clark's, and, you know, we kept looking at it, and I didn't know what I wanted to eat. So finally, we just agreed, let's just go there. My husband looked at the menu, and because he knows me so well, he knows what I love, he knows what I won't eat and what I will eat, and he said, hey, this place has fish and chips. And I looked at him, and I'm like, it's a hot summer day. Why would I care about fish and chips right now? But you know what? I really wasn't in any mood for pasta or anything like that. So we decided to give it a try. And this place, it's kind of like an Irish pub. Really, that is the best way that I could explain this place. But the feel of the place was really, really nice. They gave us a really nice, somewhat quiet seat for two by the window, which was really nice. You got to watch people walking back and forth. And like, literally, you could see the Lincoln Center from where we were sitting. So it was that close. So we didn't have to worry about missing a show or anything like that. In fact, we were still too early. But, you know, we sat down. They gave us our food. I don't remember exactly what my husband ordered. I want to see, say, fish cakes or clam cakes or something to that effect. But I do not quote me on whatever he got. I did order fish and chips. And I was waiting, and it was with anticipation, because usually I don't like to order fish and chips unless I am in Ireland, because literally Ireland is the best place for fish and chips. You can get some good ones in England, but Ireland is the best. But I was totally surprised. This place, yeah, they were spot on with their fish and chips, really. It was so, so good. Unfortunately, I could not eat it all. But I ate one fish. And, you know, I always put the lemon on it like I always do, and the tartar sauce like I always do. And I was eating it, and it was delicious. The chef in that place knows what he or she is doing. I don't know the chef. That's why I said that. But it was absolutely delicious. The fries were even good. And, like, not everybody can make good fries. And not everybody can make good fish and chips. But PJ Clark's, this restaurant that literally looks like it could be an Irish bar, which it possibly, I think it actually is an Irish bar. I don't remember. I guess with the last name Clark's, it could be. but I just know that it was really, really good. And I would definitely recommend this place. So if you live in Manhattan and you have never been to PJ Clark's, I would highly suggest you go visit it and go check them out for supper. I'm going to guess they've got good lunch too. Don't know. I just know what I ate was really, really good. If you are going to visit Manhattan on a vacation or maybe a weekend trip or maybe a business trip, I don't know. I just know that you should try PJ Clark's. Don't bother telling them that I sent you because they're not going to care that I sent you. Although if you want, you could tell them that, hey, I heard about your place on this podcast called Kathleen's Corner, and she said that you're really, really good. You could do that if you would like. I'm not saying you have to, but you could if you would like. I mean, I wouldn't mind. Anyway, it was really, really good. And it didn't take long for the food, which I was a little surprised at because with restaurants, you never know if it's going to take 5 minutes for you to get your food or if it's going to take a half an hour for you to get your food. You really never know. But I was so pleasantly surprised. And I got to be honest with you. Every once in a while, my husband and I should know better and we should just split a dish because we're always just, you know, not that hungry as we think we are. Or if we're just like, we're better off splitting a dish. And yeah, we're at that age where it's okay for us to split a dish. But we didn't think about it. And I think at that point that night, we both wanted two different things. So that was another factor in it. But like I said, I don't know about the rest of the menu at PJ Clark's. I only know that I could tell you I ate fish and chips and I seriously loved them. They were so, so good. So if you have tickets to a play or opera or whatever at the Lincoln Center, I would highly recommend going to PJ Clark's for your dinner and then go see your show at the Lincoln Center. That's what we did. I mean, literally, it's right across the street. So you don't have to worry about, you know, the traffic or anything like that. You literally cross the street and you are at Lincoln Center. So no worries there. And I would like to make one remark. It has nothing to do with this podcast. So just please bear with me one second. I don't know. I think in my last podcast, I talked to you about London versus Manhattan, and I kept telling you how much I can't stand walking around Manhattan. I thought about that after a while, and I realized it's not Manhattan that I don't like to walk around. It's only Times Square. Times Square, just there's just something about it lately I do not like. It's probably the pot smell that I can't stand, and sometimes the urine smell. But other than that, the rest of Manhattan is fine from near as what I could tell. And I really should have said that in my last podcast. I am sorry about that. That was my bad. So I just wanted to let you know about that. And again, if you are visiting Manhattan, if you are going on a work trip to Manhattan, maybe you're just doing a weekend getaway in Manhattan, or if you live in Manhattan and you don't know about this place, it's a really good place to try. PJ Clark's. It's on the corner. Actually, yeah, it's on the corner. I was going to say take us up a whole block, but it doesn't. And literally, it is right across from the Lincoln Center. So if you know where the Lincoln Center is, then you'll be able to get to PJ Clark's no problem. And even if you don't know, you know, there's Google Maps or whatever that you could use. So that works. Yeah, that's about it for this podcast. I do want to tell you, let you know, that they give you like a little souvenir type thing when you leave. It's like a little a note card. It's covered in different names, like, and apparently when they opened up, so I'm going to read this to you because I don't want to mess this up. So on the inside of this card, it says, before the widespread use of credit cards, PJ Clark's offered house accounts to preferred patrons, you know, like famous people, movie actors, and stuff like that. The custom extended well into the late 20th century. However, convenient and hospitable, the system proved to be an economic disaster. By the end of 1978, the delinquent accounts amounted to more than $1.2 million. Needless to say, PJ Clark's no longer offers house accounts, but they do take credit cards and cash. So there you go. Anyway, this is a cute little thing that they give you to take home with you. And this is the picture of this podcast. So it should show up in the podcast as this. For some reason, when the podcast pops up for that it's ready for you to listen to, it sometimes only shows the picture that I took that's of my actual podcast itself with the snow and my name. But this should be what you see when you listen to the podcast. It's really cute. So, and I hope you get to see it. And if you don't and you would like to see it, let me know. And I could put the picture on Instagram or Twitter. Twitter's probably the best bet. So, yeah. Dinner at PJ Clark's. It was seriously delicious. It was really good. My husband says that the price is good considering you're eating in Manhattan. And it's right across from Lincoln Center. So there you get to have your dinner and you get to have your show. It's a win-win situation. So there you go. All right. I'm good with this and I'm going to give you my spiel and I'm going to try to do this as fast as possible. So please bear with me. If you like my podcast, I hope you like my podcast. I would love it if you would please subscribe to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. That would be absolutely wonderful. And I would thank you so much. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, you can at srkbear. If you would like to follow my YouTube channel, you can. That is Kat and Smith. That is KatAndSmith. And I have almost, if I remember correctly, almost 200 videos and shorts that you can watch. Ha ha. If you're on LinkedIn, I'm on LinkedIn. Easy enough to find me. My blog is KathleenSmith.org. Lots and lots of travel blogs. And I've got a whole bunch of personal blogs. And so check it out. If you want to know anything about where I've been, to begin my blogs, all the countries that I've been to, it's on my blogs. And even the places in the States that I have been to, you will find them in my blogs. I told you about the podcast. If you would like to follow my company on Twitter, you can. That is at Bears with Apps. If you like apps on your phone, if you like to use apps on your phone or on your iPad, we have stuff for everybody. At the moment, we only have... No, that is so not true. At the moment, we have mostly educational apps, but those apps will help your children with practicing writing, with practicing their spelling, with practicing their adding and their multiplying and subtraction and division and all that stuff. That our apps are great for that. And it will help, especially if like your child needs to remember what 2 + 2 is or 2 × 2 or something like that. Our apps will help with that so well. If you have a child who just likes to play with cash registers, we have a couple of different cash registers for them to choose from or for you to choose from for your child. Literally, the cash registers are just plain fun. And I find that kids love to play with cash. If you like games, we have a 9 quiz. I honestly don't know why we have that particular one, but we do. So if you like quizzes, check that one out. If you like to play games that involve money, we have a game called Money Pit. It's simple, but it's fun. You got to just keep pressing on the money and the bag, it keeps adding up and it gets faster as you go. Don't touch the bomb. If you touch the bomb, your game ends. We would like to improve this game. I want to make it much, much better for you, but give it a try. You're going to like it. If you don't like it, your child is going to like it because my grandchildren love that game. They think it's hysterical when they touch the bomb and the game just goes red. Yes. They're all there. All of our apps are in the Apple App Store. The prices are decent. There is a money back guarantee. So if you don't like the app for whatever reason, you can return it. But I would prefer it if you would let us know what it is that you don't like about us so we can change things, because that would make the game better. And like I said, our apps are for everybody in the family. Probably mostly for kids and teens and whatnot, for educational apps. But hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you are a parent or a teacher, our apps can help your students. They can. And because I know for a fact that our writing pad app has helped students in the past. So there you go. Thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And I will be back whenever I am back. In the meantime, once again, thank you for listening to Dinner at PJ Clark's on Kathleen's Corner. Bye-bye.